With KAZU, I'm Jeremiah Edding. CalFresh, EBT, food stamps, they're all names for the federally funded Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. It's what we in California call CalFresh. When H.R. 1, the Big Beautiful Bill Act, passed last year, it implemented stricter work requirements and excluded more people from the program. By some estimates, the changes will cut SNAP by $200 billion over the next decade. It's the largest cut in the program's history. Food banks, like Santa Cruz County's Second Harvest, don't receive federal funds through SNAP, but Erica Padilla Chavez, the CEO at Second Harvest, says the cuts will put more pressure on food banks.
I unfortunately believe that without a shift to federal policy on particularly the CalFresh or SNAP program, food banks, my food bank included, will continue to see pandemic level demands. In a recent report that we had UC Santa Cruz commissioned, found that one out of every three people in our county is food insecure, namely attributed to the high cost of living.
And so with all that in mind, how are you funded? Are you a direct recipient of federal money?
Yeah, I'll say that 4 years ago when I entered as the CEO, I assumed that there was a lot of federal funding. And was I mistaken? So for the most part, our food bank is fueled thanks to the support of our community. It is individuals like you and me, foundations, and our corporate partnerships throughout the county.
So HR1 inflicted the greatest cuts that SNAP has ever experienced in its history. And so there's a whole list of changes. The county predicts that these changes are going to really impact thousands of people in Santa Cruz County. And I guess just from your standpoint as the other provider of food assistance, what does that mean for you operationally? And what are you hearing from people?
What we're seeing is we're seeing people coming in at higher volumes than normal because we do have trained CalFresh caseworkers in our office. And what we know is true in our region is that we have a lot of head of households that are not necessarily documented citizens, but who have children who were born and raised here. There's a context in which people are having to make decisions about whether or not this is a program that they should participate in, right? Even though their children are very much still in need of that nourishment.
More people are needing to meet this 20-hour work week requirement. And so they're looking for opportunities to volunteer. How is the food bank kind of absorbing that need?
What we're trying to do is organize to create ample opportunity for people to have a place right in our networks. One of the things that we have done under Food Rescue is we started a gleaning program.
So tell me more about the gleaning program.
The gleaning program's local farmers who are allowing us to go into their fields after they've picked the first kind of crop. And there's often good crop left behind that is absolutely edible. So now we have volunteers literally going into the fields with some of our own team members and picking up that food. It's been a very successful program. So there's something about working in nature, working in the fields, and actually picking the crop and then packing it for our community distribution that is speaking to people.
You mentioned that you have CalFresh trained folks on staff. And when I spoke with the county, they were like, that is wonderful. At the end of the day, they do need to come talk to us to get their benefits. The folks I spoke to at the county are optimistic that even though these work requirements are changing, there are exemptions. This is what Jim Dale at the Santa Cruz County Human Services Department told me.
Let's see the nuance in the regulations and realize there's actually exemptions in there that are perfectly reasonable based on the person's situation. Let's start there. For those that remain, let's make sure that they have a really good avenue to go volunteer.
So basically saying your first line of defense in navigating this new system is seeing if you have an exemption.
I think that that makes a lot of sense. Where I think the value is with us is that their first interface is a trusted community partner, right? And that we're hand-holding them to that process.
Right.
I am committed to making sure our community knows that the food bank will be here to give them some nourishment. We can't lose sight of hope, and we have to activate to make sure that the community understands that there is people like you, me, and others that may be watching or listening that are interested in their well-being. We're going to need all of our neighbors to get involved. So if you're listening in Monterey, I'm going to say we have a food bank in Monterey County. Get connected and be engaged.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
That was Erica Padilla Chavez of Second Harvest Food Bank in Santa Cruz County. I'm Jeremiah Edding. This is KAZU.